I only fuck married women. It's an addiction, I guess. I mean, I know it's fucked up, but there's just something about burying my face in the horny pussy of some guy's wife. Oh, that is so fucking hot. I can't help myself. I've never really had a type, but as long as there's a ring on her finger, she's fair game to me. And I'll start fantasizing as soon as I see it. What does she like in bed? Does she fantasize about pussy? Does she imagine a woman's tongue while her husband is going down on her? How would my pussy look hovering just over her lips? What does her pussy taste like? Could I make her come all over my face? Does she come easily, or is she going to make me work for it? Does she make a mess, gush, or squirt all over the place, or are her orgasms more controlled? How tight is she? Will she squeal when I start to stretch her out with my fingers? Oh, so on. Into like, will I have to take it slow, or does she like it rough? What's her favorite position? Which one makes her come the hardest? Does she like to be spanked? How about having her hair pulled and a hand wrapped around her throat? Ugh. Does she do anal? Maybe not with her husband, but for me, just this once. How is she gonna look when we're all fucked out and I'm just finished with her? When her makeup is ruined, her pussy is sore, and she's all coated with my pussy juice, her face, her tits, her tummy. Oh, with my saliva dripping from her cunt. Ah, yeah. My first time was with one of my neighbors. She was moving in and struggling to manage all the furniture boxes, movers, and her 2-year-old all at the same time. Hubby had disappeared off, I don't know, somewhere, leaving her to take care of everything by herself. Yeah, I honestly didn't intend to fuck her. I didn't plan it. I was just being kind, neighborly, sure. I checked her out while I was saying hi and volunteering to help. She was cute. Oh, pretty face, gorgeous tits, kissable lips, and God, her ass and jeans. Every girl notices stuff like that, of course. It's in our nature. It's like breathing. We're not even consciously aware that we're doing it most of the time. But sleeping with her, it just kind of happened. We spent all day together moving in their things, clearing space, clearing up, moving some of the bigger pieces of furniture where they needed to be. Ugh. Movers were no fucking help at all, and her daughter was acting up, so I lent a hand. Two of us, you know, we ended up chatting, laughing, getting along like old friends the entire time. There was a little bit of flirting, yeah, but nothing over the top, just some banter, you know? The kind of stuff that happens when you're in close proximity, bumping into each other, hot and sweaty. Anyway, we'd done as much as we could for one day, finished setting up their double bed so that she could at least get a decent night's sleep instead of just throwing the mattress on the floor. She put her daughter to bed. We'd both had time to shower. I offered to pick up some takeout food. Oh, there's this great place that I wanted to introduce her to down the street. But I kissed her as soon as I was through the door. It was just like a reflex. I just saw her standing there, tired, wet hair, no makeup, in her little sleep shorts and her tank top. Her nipples poking through the material, and I just did it. I just did it, and she kissed me back. Yeah, and we made it as far as the sofa before I'd gotten her tank top off, my mouth on her tits, and my hands on her ass pulling me into my lap. Oh, she was grinding herself against my thigh and rubbing my pussy through my jeans in no time. It did not take her long to get me out of them and place her hand over my pussy, rubbing ever so gently. And of course, I found her pussy pretty quick, too. I slipped a hand into her shorts and I rubbed her clit. And then I worked my middle finger into her and oh my god. She was so fucking wet. Yeah. I ended up eating her out and grinding my pussy all over hers on that sofa. Coming all over her as she dug her heels into my ass and came all over my cunt. She had to bite my shoulder to avoid waking her daughter. After that, we ate. Totally normal. Chatting and watching some crap on the TV as though nothing had happened. And then she asked me to help her christen the bed, too. Oh, that night, I still remember her licking her way up to my clit and pulling her mouth off me so she could answer her phone when her husband called to say goodnight. She still got her hand on my pussy, though. Her wedding ring slathered in her saliva and my pussy juice while she was rubbing me. You know, she mentioned my name a few times, telling him how helpful I'd been. Catching him up on what we managed to get done. Oh. My pussy throbbed and pulsed each time. And she just smiled and rubbed me faster. It was a long call. So I ended up rolling onto her front across the mattress, slipping a pillow under her hips, and burying my tongue in her cunt. As he was apologizing again for not being there. She did a good job passing off her moan as a yawn. God. She was so wet, pushing against my mouth every time I slid my tongue in and out of her. Slow and deep, her pussy clenching each time my tongue wandered and found her rock-hard little clit. We were both so turned on, stifling moans, holding back right on the edge, and she ended up coming almost as soon as she said, I love you, and he'd ended the call. Yeah, and I ate her pussy for a second time not long after, making sure to finger fuck her through her orgasms. Yeah, it was some of the most exciting sex I'd ever had. Not necessarily the most adventurous, but that whole situation with him on the phone. Yeah, that was just, oh, something else. It was actually a little awkward when I finally got to meet him. I kind of felt bad for the guy when he brought a bottle of wine around to say thanks for helping out. He was nice enough and we even hung out a few times. I always had a good chat whenever I saw him. Still, I mean, I got over the awkwardness pretty quick, fucking his wife in their bed again a couple of days later. After I bumped into her collecting their mail. Then I found out later it wasn't the first time she'd cheated on him. There had been some guy for a few months before they were married and a drunken quickie with another guy from work after that. She'd been faithful since then, but she was bored. We hooked up once or twice a week for the next couple of years. I even spent the night sometimes when her husband was away. They ended up moving somewhere bigger when she got pregnant with her second. And we only met a few times after that. Before the baby was born, a couple of afternoons at their new place, a few quickies after work, and a weekend in the hotel room while she was supposed to be visiting her sister. She ended it soon after. It was kind of the perfect way to say goodbye. No worries, no hurt feelings. Just 2 days spent naked, fucking, sucking, coming up brains out while her husband was at home looking after their daughter. Yeah, she was the one. She taught me that no pussy feels as good as married pussy. And after hers, I've never wanted any other kind. Businesswomen, the professional types are the easiest. Away from home for work, no kids nearby to worry about to ruin our plans or walk in on us. Right as mommy's about to come all over my face or with me about to come in her hand while she's kissing me. No chance of hubby getting home early to find his wife's head buried between my thighs, or two of us upstairs in their bed with our legs, her legs over my shoulders, or her tits in my face. No friends, nosy neighbors, or acquaintances who might spot her flirting with another woman, notice her inviting her back to her hotel room, or overhear her getting pleasured all night long. It's almost as if a different set of rules apply when they're traveling. It's okay for them to screw around, eat some pussy, or take a strap on, because there's no consequences. They know that it's going to be casual or a one-time thing. Hubby will never find out about us, so no one gets hurt. Yeah, indulge in her wildest fantasies. They're not really doing anything wrong. They cheat with me. They can do it. De-stress after a difficult meeting. Celebrate after signing a new client. Or just to have some fun in between flights. By letting them fuck me. Like they've always fantasized about. Yeah, they can come all over my hands, my face, my pussy, my fingers, as often as they like. And their husbands will never know. I think when they've been married long enough, they really, really want to try out some pussy. Sure. Sure. Most of them try to persuade themselves that they don't, that their hubby will be enough for them for the rest of their lives. But once you've been in any relationship for long enough, it's easy to settle into routines, end up feeling taken for granted. Or as though you're just going through the motions. Sex gets stale, predictable, boring. I think cheating gives them that sense of excitement again. And cheating with me isn't really fucking some other guy's cock, is it? It's something new, something different, something to explore and pleasure and satisfy themselves with. And they do. They do. Once they've had a taste, the ones who fight it are the ones who really like to go wild. They like to show off. Oh, yes, they like to show off, prove themselves, be really nasty for me. It's almost as if they're rediscovering their sexuality or something, remembering that they're a woman, made to be kissed and touched and worshipped, to seduce and taste and chase after. And I love drawing that out of them. Yeah, knowing that they feel good. They're purely in the moment with me. Giving me something that hubby doesn't get anymore. And I'm exciting them in ways that he can't. I love knowing that he's waiting at home none the wiser, while she's just looking up into my eyes, mouth covering my pussy, or just riding my thigh like a greedy little slut. I love that mix of guilt and excitement on their faces the first time they orgasm. It makes me come so fucking hard seeing it. That moment when reality hits in and they realize what they've done. Sometimes they regret it. They try and run away real quick as though that'll make him feel better somehow, but more often they want to do it again right after. And I'm only too happy to let them. No, fuck. Yeah, I like to fuck housewives and soccer moms too, the sweet and wholesome kind. Whenever an opportunity presents itself, they do usually take a little more work, though. Can be a little bit harder to get to know and harder to seduce. The risk is that much greater for them. Fooling around so close to home, it's just so much easier to get caught, and even a quick fuck usually means having to sneak around, and anything longer takes some planning, and I think that tends to make people think twice, fight against their urges, and worry about the consequences. I have to turn up the charm when I put in the time and when I get in their panties. To tell you the truth, that's why I got into teaching. I hate dealing with teenagers all day, but oh, it's provided so many opportunities. Sure, most of the time I'm marking assignments or dealing with troublemakers after school, but once in a while, I'll have some cute married mom wander into my classroom wanting to talk about her kids' grades, extracurriculars, or something. And then that gives me an in, a chance to chat, flirt, ask them ever so sincerely if they care to volunteer some time after school or the weekend to help out with one of the fundraisers or activities. There's always something for them to do. It's the perfect way to get more familiar. Mm-hmm. And from there, it's so easy to start teasing them, flirting a little harder, getting a little closer, and finally convincing her to stay behind when everyone else leaves so that we can lock the door and have a little fun of our own in my classroom. I get to fuck 3 or 4 of them every year. And it's not just the occasional weekend hookup. Mm-mm. It's easy enough for me to stay late at school and get my pussy eaten. I'll meet them for lunch somewhere for a quickie or invite them back to my place to help me make a mess of my bed sheets. Getting to fool around with them while the kids are out of the way, hubby at work, not suspected for a moment what wife he's up to or with who. Hell, I've even played host to some last-minute PTA meetings and a few girls' night out back at my place. Enjoyed a few threesomes every now and then again. Don't get me started on the school holidays. Ugh. Yeah. I mean, yeah. There are downsides, though, I guess. I don't mean getting caught. That happens sometimes, but it's never really bothered me. Most men are too shocked to say a word, so I just get dressed and leave and then text her later to see if we're still all good. No. I mean, is when one of them tries to turn into something more than it is, more than just a few one-night stands, dirty weekends, or a fuck buddy situation. It happens sometimes. After the nerves and excitement of the first couple of times they get away with it, not getting caught, the world not ending when they cuddle up with hubby again, they don't feel guilty and call things off or decide to confess everything. Then some of them start to get emotional and intimate and start treating it as more than just sex, beginning to get attached and turning into a full-blown affair and even starting to plan a future together. And that's usually my cue to end it. I'm not looking for a wife of my own. No, I'm not. I want what I can't have. Some man's wife. I'm looking to fuck her brains out behind his back as many times as I can. I'm looking to make her cheat on him. I don't want her to leave him for me. I don't want to be her happily ever after. I want to be her dirty little girl secret. The mistake that leaves her panties soaking wet whenever she thinks back on it. I want to take her and use her and treat her like the filthy, nasty slut she truly is over and over and over and over again. I want to be the one she's fantasizing about while he's pumping away at her when she's fingering herself in the shower. I want to fuck her so much better than he ever could. I want to be the one she sneaks out of the house to meet. Mm-hmm. Yeah. The one she cancels plans with friends for, who fucks her when she's on the phone with them, whose pussy she eats when she sneaks away at the Christmas party, the kid's birthday, their anniversary. I want to make her scream and beg and come all over me as many times as she can. I want her to wrap her legs around me, dig her feet into my ass, and not let me pull away until her pussy is slick with my orgasm. I want her to do all the things with me that she never lets him do with her. I want her to tell me that I'm a better lay. That she needs my lips, my hands, my tongues, my body more than his. And then I want to send her back to him. Exhausted, used, and still coated in our juices. So that he can fuck her. But never satisfy her the way I can. I like knowing that I'm a better fuck than their husbands. That they're willing to betray their vows for my pussy. That they're willing to lie, cheat, and sneak around for me. If her pussy isn't off limits, I'm not interested. It's as simple as that. I don't know if I could ever change. And to be perfectly honest, I don't want to.